This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. D.L. Moody was once confronted with the challenge of a friend who said, "The world has yet to see what God can do with a man wholly yielded to God." To himself, Moody made the vow, "By the grace of God, I will be that man." Only God knows the total impact Moody's life made upon the world. God has always looked for men and women who were totally yielded to him. One man can do far more with God than any number of men can do without God. In Titus, you will find a standard test to discover such spiritual leaders. See if you can make up a list of qualifications from the book. Then make up a list of guidelines for those who are spiritual leaders that might help them fulfill their task in a way that would please God. Paul instructed Titus to encourage young men to be self-controlled. Then he says in verses 7 and 8 of chapter 2, "In everything, set them an example by doing what is good. In your teaching, show integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about you." A leader has two audiences. No, three. The first is God. Seek always to please him. Then there are those he is leading and equipping for ministry, and those who are on the outside looking in. It is important to order your life in such a way that the second and third audiences see God at work in your life and hear a clear message that is consistent with your life. That will grow Christians and attract the unbeliever to consider Christianity for themselves.